Well, this is a 3:30 Focus, and on Wednesday, we always talk to some great people from Advocate Trinity Hospital, and we have had some great, great programs getting a lot of good information out about health care, and Advocate Trinity does such a great job, and we have specialists that talk to us about different issues of health care every week. And today, we are going to talk about plastic reconstructive surgery. Plastic reconstructive surgery. And with us on our live line, we have a gentleman who, of course, is a surgeon. He is Dr. David Schifrin. Doctor, how are you, sir?
Great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Let's see, so we get to know you, Doctor. Tell us a little bit about you, your background, and tell us about it.
Sure, no problem. I actually grew up in Chicago, and then I went to college downstate at University of Illinois. I came back for my medical training at Loyola in Maywood, and then I went and did my plastic surgery residency training at Michigan State University in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
So then I continued on and did a couple of extra training fellowships. I did a reconstructive microsurgery fellowship at the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. And then I did a cosmetic surgery fellowship in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'm a Chicago guy, came back home to practice.
That is great. That is wonderful. You're born here and you've been around in the Midwest in addition to north to the East Coast, and now you're back here. That's great. I know you're happy to be practicing in Chicago, right?
Oh, yeah, very much
Advocate Trinity is a great place to be doing it.
Trinity is a wonderful hospital.
Yeah, that's right. Tell us about this whole thing with reconstructive surgery, Dr. Schifrin.
Sure. So plastic surgery is a great field. It encompasses both reconstructive and cosmetic surgery. As far as plastic surgeons at Trinity, what we've been doing lately is trying to focus on building a breast reconstruction program. Now, there are a number of very, very excellent general surgeons at Trinity who treat patients for breast cancer, and one of those treatments includes mastectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And when patients have a mastectomy, they have an option of having their breast reconstructed at the time of surgery. That's called an immediate breast reconstruction. And there's a number of options as to how to do that. The most common one in today's society really is a breast reconstruction technique known as placement of a tissue expander. And what that is a...
Doctor, say that again, please.
It's a placement of a device known as a tissue expander.
Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is essentially a device that's placed in place of the breast that was removed. Mm-hmm. And then over time, in the office, sterile saline or water is placed into that expander, and it stretches the skin to make a new breast. Once the skin is the right size and the patient's happy with their new breast, that expander is removed and a permanent breast implant is placed.
Hmm. Now, is this something new, or fairly new?
Tissue expanders have been used probably for the last 10 or 15 years, so
okay.
It's an established technique.
Okay. Now, is this something that's done immediately after, or is that something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's the beautiful part about it, is that it's done immediately in the same operative setting. So
okay, all right. Okay.
As the breast removed, then the breast is made, and the patient leaves the operating room with a breast.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, that's good. Now, obviously, Dr. Schifrin, this is up to the patient as to whether she wants this. Do you have some kind of psychological discussions also? And I'm saying that because of something that I personally experienced years and years and years ago now, obviously. But someone that I have a good relationship with, obviously, and did not tell me about the mastectomy. And, it can kind of be a shocking situation for someone if you don't know that.
Right.
You know what I
right.
mean? Yeah. So
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you know, all of a sudden you see this and you are totally unaware of it.
Right.
I would suggest, based on the reaction, and I've talked to other people about this, that at least if you don't have this tissue expander or whatever, that you at least tell folks, you know, before you get into some form of intimacy so that they're aware of it. Is that, am I talking out of your realm of this involvement or not? Is that a psychological thing that you would talk to a patient about?
Sure. I mean, you know, as a plastic surgeon, we treat the patient entirely, including psychological, emotional. A lot of what I do is connecting with my patients and making them feel comfortable, giving them the education so they have the options to know, you know, what they can and can't do. But obviously, a woman's choice to have a breast reconstruction or not is solely her choice.
Exactly. So how do you help them make the decision is my question, Dr. Schifrin.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's certainly, as a plastic surgeon, I'm a big proponent of breast reconstruction. I think in today's, with all the advances, that we can really make a beautiful breast with you know, limited possibility of complications. The best thing I can do, once again, is just to educate the patient so that they know what their options are.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them. I spend a lot of time explaining to them what the risks and benefits of the procedure are, and so that they feel comfortable with it.
Let me ask, what can be the risk? It sounds like a great thing, and I'm sure you wouldn't be advising it if the risk were great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime you put a foreign body into a patient,
well,
there's always
true.
A risk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's always a risk of an infection.
Sure.
Obviously, at surgery, any surgery that we do comes with risk of bleeding. There's also risks of just the general anesthetic risk. Outside of that, though, there's not a huge number of risks. Long-term, once you exchange the tissue expander for a permanent implant, you know, your body will try and form a wall around it, and sometimes that can become what we call a capsular contracture. And if that happens, you can have a painful breast, and you can have, you know, more of a not a soft breast anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the end of the world either. We can take the patient back to surgery and remove that scar tissue and make the breast soft again.
There are so many people. If you can tell us this, Dr. Schifrin, what's the percentage of your patients who go through a mastectomy, which of course is something that is not desirable, but is
right.
necessary medically to save their lives, which I'm so glad that you're able to do that over at Advocate Trinity. What percentage of those want to go through the tissue expander for a permanent implant? Can you give us any?
Sure. Well, I can tell you in today's world, the percentage of patients who have breast cancer is, the numbers are anywhere from 1 in 8 to 1 in 11. So that's a pretty high amount of ladies and you know, mothers and sisters and daughters out there who are suffering from breast cancer.
Right.
You know, of that percentage, there's probably, I would guess maybe 25% or so elect to have breast reconstruction.
Okay.
And it depends on the region, you know, and also the just the area where patients live.
It probably has something to do with age, too, I would presume.
It does have something to do with age.
Yeah.
It also
mm-hmm.
has something to do with the personal patient's other illnesses. We call them comorbidity. A good candidate for breast reconstruction or not.
Mm-hmm. Over at your practice at Advocate Trinity, Doc, what is the degree of people who come in for just implants based on cosmetics?
Sure. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. We actually do offer all cosmetic procedures as well out of Trinity Hospital. We have the capabilities to do cosmetic surgery there as an outpatient or even in an inpatient setting. Those, you know, procedures range from injectables, from Botox and filler injections, to breast implantation, to liposuction, to tummy tucks, arm lifts, inner thigh lifts, face lifts, rhinoplasties or nose jobs, eyelid surgery. So we have all the capabilities over there, and there is a fair amount of patients who are interested in cosmetic surgery, especially in today's world.
That is, you do it all then. You just mentioned so many things. So you do cosmetic surgery for anything over at Advocate Trinity that somebody might want, right? Not just breast.
Absolutely. Yep. And I did a fellowship, extra training in it. So because it's a special area of interest of mine.
This is a cute story that you might want to pass on sometime, that this lady was had some sort of attack, and she really thought she was gone. You know, she saw the long tunnel dock, you know, with the light at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And she said, this is over. And then a voice said, no, it's not. You're going to be fine. You have another 40 years. And she wakes up in the ER, and she's coming to, and they got all kind of treatment and so forth and so on. And she says, hey, this is great. I got 40 years. She has the tummy tuck and all the things that you just mentioned, you know?
Yeah.
She calls her friends and said, listen, I'm going to get my hair done differently, different color, the whole thing, Dr. Shiffrin. And she had to call and get some more clothes because the clothes she had on didn't fit anymore because she's got this new body. Anyway, everybody said, oh, she looks great. She walks out of the hospital and gets run over by a bus. And she's in heaven. And she sells, you know, the people there said, how could you let this happen? You said I had 4 more years. I said, we didn't recognize you.
You <know? laughs> That's a cute joke.
Yeah, it's a cute joke. So you may want to remember that. But at any rate, a lot of people, cosmetic surgery is just a great thing today. Is that ever covered by insurance, or is all cosmetic surgery? For instance, would you recommend cosmetic surgery, or is that usual just because it's something someone wants?
Yeah, most of the times patients are interested in having cosmetic surgery. It's an elective procedure.
Elective, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The vast majority of it is not covered by insurance. There are certain portions that can be a breast reduction for ladies with very large breasts who have back pain and mm-hmm. maybe rashes underneath their breasts. That would be covered by insurance. Something we call a paniculectomy, which is removing the skin and fat of the lower abdomen when it hangs over the belt and causes rashes. Those are covered, but things like that are covered by insurance. But by and large, a breast implantation or a facelift, mm-hmm. those are not covered by insurance. But mm-hmm. you know, in today's society, people are very educated and very aware of aging, and they want to age gracefully, and cosmetic surgery is a means to just aid in that, to help people age gracefully.
Yeah, which I think is a great thing. There are so many people who do that now, and with the Botox and all of that. Do you do that also? Yeah, you do, don't you? You do?
Yes, I do.
Right, you do that. And some of these things are really minor. They're elective, but they're minor, but they make a big difference, right?
Yeah. A lot of the procedures that we offer are done as an outpatient. So you can come in that day, have your procedure done, and go home. And they are minor. So, you know, the whole range of the whole spectrum includes cosmetic surgery, from really minimally invasive, non-invasive type procedures like fillers and Botox to, invasive mm-hmm. procedures like a facelift.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of times, Dr. Shiffrin, and I'm sure there are all kind of misconceptions relative to plastic surgery. Is it anything that you'd like to clear up with our listeners?
The best thing to do is, if people have specific questions about plastic surgery, is to come in for a consultation.
Great.
Meet with the plastic surgeon and discuss their concerns, and everything can be addressed and issues can be covered.
I think there's something else, too. A lot of people think that this conversation would only be, or conversation at all about plastic surgery, is primarily directed at the female gender. There are men who go for plastic surgery, too. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely.
Right. Tell us some of the things that...
that men get?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the most common plastic surgery procedure last year was liposuction, and men are certainly interested in liposuction, particularly of their abdominal region, their tummy region.
Mm-hmm.
That's men do have that done a lot. Another thing that men frequently have done is neck lift or face lift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But really, you know, males do have interest in cosmetic surgery as well.
Sure, absolutely. I can believe that. Neck lift. Tell us about facelift. I think everybody knows about. What's the neck lift, Dr. Severin?
Yeah, sure. So there's a couple ways of doing a neck lift, but what people don't realize when they discuss a neck lift is that the surgical approach and the incisions that are made are very similar to the facelift. You make the incision in front of the ear and then dissect down into the neck, and then with some sutures, you can pull. There's a muscle in the neck called the platysma. It's a very thin, flat, wide muscle, and you can pull that muscle up towards the back of your ear with some suturing techniques, and that really recreates that nice angle that we're used to seeing in the youthful neck. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I understand what you're saying. That takes away that extra skin that seems to be there. This sort of
it allows the skin to redrape.
Okay.
It tightens the muscles underneath, allowing the skin to redrape, and it changes an obtuse angle to more of an acute angle. So it redefines the jawline.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And those are hallmarks of a youthful appearing neck.
That can make a big difference. Yeah, and of course, liposuction, I think most of us know about. Most of the listeners probably know about that. But so that I'm not being, not just thinking that people do know, Dr. Sherfin, just briefly tell us about the liposuction.
Oh, liposuction? Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Liposuction is a technique in which we can contour areas of lipodystrophy or, in layman's terms, fat accumulation in different pockets
right.
on the body. We use a machine which, through several small entry sites in the skin, we use a machine which allows us to remove the fat without making very large incisions.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good for contouring specific areas. It's not a technique that's used for volume reduction, though.
Yeah, I got
massive weight loss. It's really focused at contouring of a specific region.
And liposuction is widely used and very little risk, if any, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a surgical procedure, so there's always the risk of bleeding and infection and different...
But I mean, as far as what your practice is concerned and what's been going on over there.
Yes, it's a very common procedure, patients are generally very happy with it.
Yeah, that's right.
It does have, like I said, some, has, like any other surgery, has surgical risk with it. But, comparatively, it's a smaller risk.
What I've always said in trying to determine what, minor surgery and major surgery. I always tell people, if it's on you, it's minor. If it's on you, it's
great. That's great.
It's on you, it's minor. Listen, you are great, Dr. Sherfin. I want to go to a rep from Advocate Trinity and tell us, tell our listeners what's the best way to get further information about Dr. Sherfin and the other great doctors over at Trinity, Advocate Trinity.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you, Doctor. You're fantastic. Thanks so much.
Okay, take care.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Hi, Cliff.
Hi,
how are you?
Fine.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Oh, you're always welcome. You give us great information. Give us some information that we can use to make sure people can get to Advocate Trinity.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So if anyone wants to find out some more information about Advocate Healthcare Trinity Hospital, mm-hmm. they could go on our website or call on our phone. The website is www.advocatehealth.com. So they could go on there and find information about our hospitals, our doctors, our health centers, our services. Or they can also call 1-800-3-ADVOCATE, mm-hmm. and that's 1-800-323-8622. And they could speak to someone over the phone, learn about classes, screenings, and also get connected with one of our physicians.
You've got all kinds of great things going on over there, the classes and all, and people need to find out because there's so many things that are offered just to educate people as to what they need to know.
And, definitely.
I think it's fantastic.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure.